Okay, y'all, what I want to talk about today is forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. The reason why I chose forgiveness for this podcast episode is simply because I want to tell y'all about the experience I had. I practically helped an ex of mine find his birth mother, and I birthed his first daughter. I did a lot of things, you know, I helped them out when they needed, stuff like that, but that doesn't matter. My whole point here is forgiveness. This person cheated on me, called me out my name, treated me bad, you know, treated me bad, worse than some of my other relationships. But I would put them all as equal. I've had to practically forgive a lot of people in my life for wronging me. Some people, you know, I've had, you know, cousins betray me and, you know, sleep with boyfriends. I've had, you know, people lie straight to my face. I've had people use me. I've had people tell me lies just to get stuff out of me. I've had people basically juggle a relationship with me and juggle another relationship with another person. But it's about forgiveness. When we want to live for God, when we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we cannot allow negative things to dwell in our temple. Again, we cannot allow for negative things to dwell in our temple. This person is a person I had to forgive. Because if I'm thirsty and on fire for God, I have to clear out everything. Every grudge, every judgment I have against somebody that has wronged me, I have to let it go. Because when I was reading Genesis and I learned about how Esau and Jacob's mother basically deceived everybody. You know, you're going to have deceivers. You're going to have liars. You're going to have people that are going to try to use you or have used you. That's the devil's job, to work through people to try to deteriorate you, to get you off your stride. That is the devil's job. I'm repeating it again. That is the devil's job, to get people, weak vessels, to work in your life to get you off your stride and get you off your move from God. Anytime somebody comes in and you feel as if, well, why would they sit around me that long and do this, and why would they do that, and I would never think they would do this to me. If this person don't have no spirituality, don't believe in God, and is denying Jesus, you have to let it go. The devil can easily work through them. They are a weak vessel. When you are dealing with weak vessels, it's no way for you to have high expectations for them. It is no way for you to have high expectations for people with no spirituality and don't have a true relationship with God. It is going to mess up everything that God is working within you to do. And that's something that you have to look upon. You cannot allow for yourself to be set apart from God for somebody who is a weak vessel for the devil to play in. Get it together, people. We have to forgive. We cannot sit there and walk in front of God, tell God, oh, I'm ready to go up to heaven. I'm ready. And then he turn around and say, well, what's all this baggage right here? What's all this, you know, on your chest? You got these seeds right here. Some of these seeds are symbolizing for me that, you know, you ain't forgave a couple of people. Or you ain't let some stuff go. When you in the spirit with God, you gonna let stuff go easily. You gonna forgive easily. If somebody hurt you, if they wronged you, you gonna forgive it. Because at the end of the day, when you are living for God, it's no longer about you. When you're living for God, it's no longer about you. It's no longer about who hurt you. It's no longer about who stole your money. Who slept with your boyfriend, or what your boyfriend been doing, or if he been lying to your face. Find out the truth, forgive it, let them go. Find out the truth, forgive it, let them go. Tell your testimonies. Tell what God has done for you. Don't keep it handed up. Don't keep it bottled up. I've had to forgive my mother for putting me out, throwing me off to the world at 16 years old, teaching me things that I shouldn't have seen. Seeing prostitution in my household, teaching me how to sell drugs at a young age, but it all taught me the foundation of what not to to be. It taught me the foundation of what not to be. God is not going to allow you to go through things in your life if he didn't have no plan for you. God don't want nobody that ain't never been through nothing. He don't want nobody that's going to get stressed out if you can't pay the rent. Because guess what? You're supposed to have faith. He don't want nobody who done got their car repoed and they feel like all hope is gone. Let it go. Have faith. God going to work. He going to do what he need to do. I've given my car voluntarily, a voluntary repo. And I had to go off blind faith because I felt like, well, Lord, if I can't afford it, you want me to let it go? I'm going to let it go because I know you're going to take care of me. I know you're going to make sure I'm okay. It was times when I didn't have no money to do nothing. And literally, I felt like that was back in 2015 when I felt like all hope was gone. I had just finished my associate's degree. Didn't have no money. House full of kids, didn't have no money. Forgot that I even had, I didn't know, I hadn't been paid out by this particular lawyer the year before. Something told me to go to the mailbox. A $1,600 check sitting in there waiting on me. I was so broke, I didn't even want to check the mailbox. But this particular day, I went in the room, I cried. I put my tears in the Bible. I cried. Lord, fix it. I can't even pay bills. I'm bill collectors calling and everything. I say, Lord, you're going to fix it. Every time I have a problem, every time I have strife in my life, I call on God because that's the only person that's going to fix my situation. That's the only person that's going to let me be me. That's going to let me live my life and always have my back. I can't depend on flesh to have my back. I can't depend on flesh to get me where I'm going. I can't depend on flesh to dictate my future. Because at the end of the day, God has the last say so. I don't care nothing about what them doctors say about no cancer. At the end of the day, God has the last say so. God has the last say so. All the white lies and all that, listen, all that is works of the devil. People going to come and they're going to lie to you. People going to come in and they're going to use you. Forgive them. Forgive them. If you help somebody out, cut it off. Don't even tell them. Ain't nobody want to know about what you did for them. God did a lot. Jesus did a lot for a lot of people. You think he got accreditation from most of the people while he was on that cross? No, he didn't. None of that mattered. The works that he did, none of that mattered. You know why it didn't matter? Because when you do good things for people, they forget. But see, God don't forget. He going to bless you regardless if that person forgot or not. He going to forgive you regardless if that person never gave you accreditation for what you did. Stop looking for accreditation. If you're going to do something, do it out the kindness of your heart. Don't do it just because you know that God going to bless you afterward. Do it out the kindness of your heart. I got scammed, and after I lost my money, guess what? God had me so humble. I didn't want to talk or nothing like that, but God had me so humble to the point where I texted the person and I said, I still want God to continue to bless you, even though you just took everything I had. I never cursed them. Never did none of that. Because regardless, God sees all. God sees all. God sees all. Stop worrying about what you did for people and what nobody didn't appreciate. It's not about that. Do the works of God. Love God. Keep your eyes on God. Study God's word. Feed yourself with the word. Stop eating in the mornings and feed yourself with the word. That's just what it is. Stop waking up and feeling like you ain't got to give God no praise. Like you ain't got to tell him thank you. Because he couldn't have let you flash them eyeballs and put your eyelashes on and your lipstick and all that. He could have let you lay right in that bed and not even woke up. For the men, you want to go and play 2K 18, 17? God ain't had to wake you up for that. He didn't have to wake you up to dress up in nice suits and go be deceiving to women. He didn't have to do that. So y'all think about that. He has so much mercy on us and we take so much of his mercy for granted. That's why it don't even, like, he don't even have, I wouldn't even question God about not having no mercy on us when he come back. Because we ain't had no mercy on him. We ain't had no mercy on doing right by his word. We ain't had no mercy on fornicating. We ain't have no mercy on having babies out of wedlock. We didn't have no mercy on lying to people. We didn't have no mercy on taking from people. We didn't have no mercy on scamming people. We didn't have no mercy on cheating on people. We didn't have no mercy on cursing people out. We didn't have no mercy on none of that stuff. So for him not to have no mercy on us, how can you dare question God? Not paying tithes and offering. We had no mercy. We'll pay Comcast and we'll pay Billy Joe for weed and all that before we go and pay God what we owe him. And it pisses me off. I used to get pissed off with myself. And I'm trying so hard to just get right because the time is coming. It's coming, y'all. And it's going to come soon. And when it comes, it's going to be over with for us. If we ain't got it together, if you ain't seen that movie, The Remaining, once God then came in and took all the souls he going to take and left the rest of them down here in the rapture, you are going to feel it. It ain't no more playing. Stop playing with God, because he ain't going to play with you during that rapture. He's not going to play with you during that rapture. I got cheated on. My ex cheated on me with a married woman with 3 kids. Was sending them money and everything. Told me that he didn't choose her over his baby. He chose her over me. Forgive him. Forgive them, for they know not what they do, Lord. I helped this person find their mother. I birthed their first child. If a person don't care about that, or if a person didn't care about what took place in Genesis, how dare can you say you can't forgive somebody for something? You know how much stuff God done forgave us for? And we turn around and say, we can't, no, that's the last time. I can't deal with that. I can't forget them from that day. That's unforgivable. It's a lot of stuff you did that's unforgivable. God done made murderers his disciples. He done made robbers his disciples. He done made thieves, snakes, and all his disciples. Because he don't want nobody that ain't went through nothing. He don't want nobody that ain't went through nothing. I'm going to give y'all the rundown of my life. Being on my own since 16. Having to drop out of school and pay bills. And work 2 jobs. Being with a man for 7 years. Taking care of him. Graduating with my associate's degree in 2015. Struggling to finish my bachelor's degree. But I guarantee you I'm going to finish it this year. Not having nobody to be my backbone. Not ever having a man to be my backbone. But God has been my backbone. That's the man I run to every time I have a problem. When that Bible was on seduction, on adulteress, and my ex-boyfriend's phone was on that counter, God allowed for me to see certain stuff. He allowed for me to understand that man will fail you. Man will fail you forgetting about me. Man will fail you forgetting about me. Not add me. Tell God, telling you, not add me into your life. Not keeping me in your life. Man will fail you. And he gives so many tips and gives so many awareness to us, to our eyes, and we just won't want to be deceived. We'd rather just deal with the deception than to move on for what God got better for us. This person crossed me to no return, and God still allowed me. For me, even when I found a text message, him talking about me to the girl and everything, about my baby having a high fever. Baby had just got shot. He didn't know. That just go to show you that the devil worked through all kind of people. He didn't know how babies react when they get shots. He was talking about me to another female, and God allowed for me to break out in prayer and say, please don't let me hate him, Lord. Even though he has crossed me, Lord, please don't let me hate him. In Jesus' name, I was crying and shouting out to God, Lord, forgive him, for he know not what he do. Forgive him, Lord. Forgive me for don't let me have no strife in my heart amongst him. Don't let me hate him. Don't let me hate him, Lord. That was my biggest prayer, because when you get hurt, you tend to hate people. Hate tends to get in your heart. Strife tends to get in your heart. The devil has now, he about to use you to get payback and revenge. Stop letting the devil trick you into going to get revenge. You sleeping with somebody else is only adding on to what the devil wants you to do. Condemning your soul, putting your soul in bondage by you going to sleep with somebody else for revenge. That's not revenge. You're making yourself look like a fool. Hopping on to the next best thing, you're making yourself look like a fool. What makes you prosper is by running to God and letting Him do what's for your life that He should have been done. Stop resisting. Stop resisting. Stop resisting when God calling you. Stop resisting when you know you got a calling on your life. I sat there, that boy broke down, and I sat there and I hugged him and I held him and he cried on me and he said, I'm sorry that I even, you know, hurt your heart. You know, which I don't smoke now, but I don't smoke no more. But I smoked the blunt with him and I took him home and still prayed for him. Then I prayed for God to shake them drugs up off of me. They're making me too blind. I'm too blind. It took for me to get sober to understand what God trying to show me. God needs you to be sober. He needs your temple to be clean. Stop playing. Stop playing. You're going to stay being deceived if you sit there and keep following up to what the devil got planned and don't sit there and hop on that white horse with God. I want to meet Jesus. I want to meet God. I'm thirsty for it right now. I'm trying to meet with so many spiritual people that my head's spinning. You have to do better, y'all. You have to do better, y'all. God don't need us. He don't need us. He want us. Just like we make the memes and all that. Oh, you don't need no man, but you want a man. That's the same way God feel about us. When we go and forgive Him, and when we go to Him for forgiveness, and we ain't forgave who did who wronged us, God up there like, you ain't forgave Sarah and Billy Joe for what they did 5 years ago, and you gonna come and ask me about forgiveness? Let it go. You think God don't see what the Illuminati doing? He like, yeah, I'm gonna let them go ahead and work. That's the whole plan. Who gonna follow up with it and who not? Don't follow up with it, y'all. Don't follow up with it. Don't follow up with it. All that throwing at them sixes thinking that you're repping Blood and Crip, baby, you repping the same thing that they doing on TV. Cult. Run to God. Run to God. Run to God. You're going to die anyway, but where you going? Where your soul going? To hell or heaven? Y'all, let's get it right. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Please. Let's get it right. I love y'all. I'll be on my next segment on Tuesday. And I just really hope y'all take all this into consideration because it's serious. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed. And please, please, please acknowledge God more. Please acknowledge God more. Y'all be blessed.